Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
I'm going to tell you right now, for me, I will not be trading today. Today for me is now my afternoon, evening, and I don't feel sharp at all. I'll be doing my scan. I'll be looking at the market because I haven't done it for the last 26 or 36 hours, not properly anyway, because I've been in transit and then I've been sort of all over the place, meeting up with my video team, with my podcast team, with my managers, and it's been fantastic getting ready for New York Blockchain Week and Consensus. I cannot wait tomorrow to get out there and get stuck in. And of course, you guys are going to be there listening, watching, and being a part of my journey throughout this blockchain. There's going to be some amazing guests. I'm sure I'm going to find some pretty cool stuff to bring to you guys. I'm going to try and get a few scoops that are exclusive to this show. The rule, if it's not clear, it's not there. Now, that doesn't just go for trading. That goes for trend as well. Now, it's not clear right now. There is still higher lows, and we do have a higher high. But for me, looking at Bitcoin, it's not the sort of chart that I'd be happy to be trading right now. The trend is not quite good enough. The market is not quite strong enough, either strong as in uptrend or strong as in downtrend. And of course, as a trader, I need direction. I don't know what's going to happen. Of course I don't. You know that. We don't know what's going to happen. We work probabilities. And right now, I don't have a high enough probability of what's going on. But I can tell you this, with Bitcoin holding its ground around that 9,000 region, if you go ahead now, do it. Go ahead and do a Bitcoin cross scan, that is everything against Bitcoin, I am sure, I am absolutely sure that you will find some really good trends with the alts against Bitcoin. Now, we can trade against things like the dollar. We can trade against dollar tether. That's kind of our world, right? We can trade against Ethereum. But the biggest volume is trading against Bitcoin. And the biggest amount of opportunity is going long because we can't always short against Bitcoin, but we can go long. I am very blessed. People say I'm lucky. I don't really go for luck. I mean, look, sure, I'm happy to be lucky, but I don't go with luck, and neither should you. What's your worst case scenario? I see people missing this all the time. What do I mean by that? I see people thinking about the best case scenario. Oh, this is going to do a 10x, a 20x, a 100x. But they don't think about the downside. They don't think about the risks associated with this. And what this does, I mean, look, money's money. Money, you can always make more money. All right, you can always make more money. You've got to keep your head in the right space. You've got to keep calm. And you've got to enjoy your life. You've only got one of them. And for those of you that are say, they're trying to make all the money in the world right now and sacrificing their life to make money, for then hopefully down the track, you can sacrifice your time and you get it back. Sorry, you can sacrifice making money to get your time back. I understand that. Like, I've got a similar type of plan, but I'm enjoying the journey along the way. You've got to find a way that you can do what you want. You can grow as a person or as a business or as a trader or as whatever it is that you're trying to achieve without suffering too much right now. And this is where the considering the worst case scenario lies. There is literally no way for me to answer how good you're going to be as a trader. I mean, how on earth would I know how you're going to be? I've not met you. I don't know you. Even if I do know you, what's your level of commitment? Where are your skill sets? Where's your drive? What's the motivation behind you becoming a good trader? So there's a lot of different things that you need to consider. So a couple of things that you need to consider here is, A, what level of understanding do you have for these markets? Do you have a level of training and ability behind you that's backed by years and years and years of experience? Or are you just going to sort of have a go and hope? Do you have somebody there who's showing you day in and day out what they're doing to help you to understand what's going on and to keep your finger on the pulse? Are you plugged into somebody that you know and respect and know is a good trader for your psyche, for your headspace, to continually have little lessons every single day, little things to keep you on that path? Because trading can get very, very lonely. That's another one you got to think about. Because it's not just a rosy picture that we got to paint, guys. It's a realistic one. Trading is difficult.
Having a good education and a good base to start from is going to help you in a big way. That's why the live trading floor is a big one, guys. People get to see my 5-day a week top 100 scan. It helps them in a big way. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to do that, not at all. But I'm suggesting that you've got to have something. You know, you've got to know what's going on. You've got to feel like you, well, not just feel it, you've got to understand and have that backup proof, either on your own trading results or on somebody else's, because it's going to get hard at some point. It may not get hard from the very beginning. It may get hard later on down the track, but it will get hard. As a trader, I'm not trying to guess. I'm trying to predict. And I use a range of probability tactics to get me the highest probability of a successful outcome. Now, a successful outcome, what does that mean to you? Well, to me, a successful outcome means one of two things. One is trading well, finding a really good trade. The other successful outcome is having conditions where I decide that I'm not going to take part. I am not going to trade. This is your definition of success. So your definition of success is going to be what is your keel, what is going to get you to a position where you either do or don't, where you think you win or lose. The perception of your own reality of success is incredibly important, guys. Winning is understanding the conditions. That really is what winning is to me. Understanding the conditions of the market and understanding yourself, how you're feeling on that particular moment in time, and what you have lying ahead. I've probably got 3 out of 4 angles covered as well, i.e. I look at trend, I look at the indicators, I look at what's going on, and I've got a lot of experience that can help me to understand exactly what I believe probability-wise is going to happen. Now, of course, there is always that west weather that can come out over the top, which you're not aware of, an announcement. The market can do things that you weren't expecting. That's why we always risk manage. There's still variables that we cannot control, but the ones that we can, we look to at every single turn.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.